Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas, a U.S. designated terrorist group, announced its new leader on Tuesday, the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks on Israel. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Hamas says it has chosen Yahya Sinwar, its top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel that killed 1,200, as its new leader. The choice of the hardliner was a defiant move by Hamas, whose political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed in Iran last week in a presumed Israeli strike. The Israeli military's chief spokesperson said Israel remains committed to killing Sinwar. Meanwhile, the Palestinian territory faces a severe humanitarian crisis, as its health ministry says the death toll in the war approaches 40,000. I'm Norman Hall.
United States Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris introduced Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Tuesday as her running mate for the 2024 presidential election.
Since the day that I announced my candidacy, I set out to find a partner who can help build this brighter future. A leader who will help unite our nation and move us forward. A fighter for the middle class. A patriot who believes, as I do, in the extraordinary promise of America.
Walz is eager to get started, already calling on Republican opponent J.D. Vance to meet him on the debate stage.
And I gotta tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy.
Harris and Walz will spend their first full day as running mates in Wisconsin and Michigan, aimed at shoring up support among younger, diverse, labor-friendly voters that helped the states win the 2020 election for President Joe Biden. This is VOA News. An Iranian plot to kill former U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have centered around a Pakistani man with ties to Tehran, who hoped to also target other high-profile politicians and officials. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Charging documents unsealed Tuesday say 46-year-old Asif Merchant spent 2 weeks in Iran before flying to the United States in April, looking for help to target multiple government officials and politicians. And while the papers never identify which U.S. officials were on Merchant's hit list, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee said in a statement that this case was the one that prompted the U.S. Secret Service to enhance security for former President Donald Trump. U.S. officials arrested Merchant July 12th, a day before an unrelated assassination attempt targeting Trump during a campaign rally in western Pennsylvania. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country after violent protest. The new interim leader is a Nobel laureate. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An economist and banker, Yunus was awarded the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize for his work developing microcredit markets. The decision, announced early on Wednesday, came during a meeting that included military chiefs and organizers of the student protest that helped drive Hasina from power. Nahid Islam, coordinator of the anti-discrimination student movement, says Bangladeshis want a stable transition into the new government and advises people not to take the law into their own hands against the former regime. The streets of Dhaka, the capital, are calm after violence swept parts of the country amid Hasina's sudden departure. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli forces on Wednesday issued new evacuation orders to Palestinians in areas of North Gaza that were among the first to be hit at the start of the war with Hamas in October, after militants fired a fresh volley of rockets into Israel. In the nearby Gaza City neighborhood, Al-Tufa, an Israeli airstrike on a house killed three Palestinians, medics said. When a deadly wildfire tore through Lahaina on Maui last August, the wall of flames scorched the 151-year-old banyan tree along with the historic town's front street. The chair of the Maui County Arborist Committee says about half of the tree's branches have died, but it's going to survive.
It's doing okay. I mean, seriously, I go and check on it just basically every 2 days, and the tree's looking really well. A big, beautiful leaves on it. Matter of fact, it has fruit. It's fruiting, which is great. It has giant seeds all over it.
More of the damaged part of the tree will have to be cut, but about 50% of the tree is alive. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.